good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Halfway through the week, Alan, and I have to say, you predicted this yesterday, and it's in the Times this morning. You wondered whether, in fact, the FBI had looked into the suspected bomber, Ahmad Rahami, and they did, and according to the article, they found no ties to terrorism. Nonetheless, he was charged yesterday by federal prosecutors with four counts, including bombing and attempted bombing of a public place.
David, it just makes no sense that if somebody is going to get all involved in going to a place that we know harbors known jihadists and others, that the FBI wouldn't look at them. What is so disturbing here is that they basically gave him a wash. And that is extraordinary because it's one thing to say, okay, can the FBI protect us from all those people out there who might, in their brains, I might say feeble brains, get the idea that they should start blowing things up? It's hard to do that. But in this case, they were told by the father the kid was a jihadist. We know that he was getting his wife from one place to the other and getting her settled. We know that there were all kinds of altercations and problems with the kid. He wasn't the kid, of course, in the past. And this really does inspire a certain amount of questioning on the part of people who want to know how it could be that you had all this information and you weren't able to get more. I suppose, this is something that the FBI and their superiors and the Justice Department are going to have to work out, but it does not inspire confidence.
From there, perhaps something else that doesn't inspire confidence, Alan. The Obama administration thinks there is a high probability that Russian airstrikes were responsible for the deadly bombing of a United Nations humanitarian aid convoy.
You know, David, in the beginning, you shrugged your shoulders and said, who knows? Are we capable of making these kinds of mistakes? Well, we've made mistakes in the past. No two ways about it. But what about this particular incident? So you say, well, maybe it was us. Maybe it was them. Who knows? But the more we learn and the more we see the level of protest from the United States, the more we think, yeah, it really probably was the Russians. And, you know, you have to believe some things that your government tells you. You have to look at each incident and say, well, is it possible it was we who screwed it up? But in this case, it's a very serious thing. I mean, all of those lives lost, think about what one life is, and then you think about what all of them are, and you say, this is really bad. Is Putin, the ex-KGB man, capable of doing something like this? Look, George Bush looked into his heart and found he was a good man. Trump has been doing nothing but lauding him as a strong man from the very beginning. And yet, let there be no mistake about it, what a colonel in the KGB was up to in those days and what we know about the ex-KGB and the present government, which hovers between, you know, the old Soviet style and what we know as fascism, is capable of doing this kind of thing.
Donald Trump has apparently used his charity to settle his business lawsuits, and that's a no-no.
That's a no-no. You know, if you're going to run for president of the United States, you better be sure you're clean. If, in fact, he did this, and it's now leaking out that he did this, you get closer to the election, all of the things that Trump may have been involved in, his businesses, his bankruptcies, his use of his charity, all of those things have been well-researched, negatively researched by either the Clinton people or others. And let's face it, there isn't a journalist in the United States who wouldn't like to get a Pulitzer Prize for doing this kind of investigative reporting. So it is always astounding to me that anybody who comes into any of this with anything, look, we've seen judges disqualified because they didn't pay their maids correctly or take out the necessary deductions. So when you take a look at this, if you've got a foundation and you were commingling your money, your foundation money, which is protected in all kinds of ways, with your personal needs and finances, that could be very bad. And it could really make a difference. Now, the Trump people, for the most part, as I've been watching these polls and everything else, don't care about any of this. They think, there they go again. They're trying to get Donald. But if you break the law, and it can be proven you've broken the law, that could be very bad.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
And thank you, David, for all you do.
You too.